Welcome back. Great to have your company on a fun Friday with the AFLW season. Week three of it resumes this evening when Geelong take on Collingwood. But all eyes tomorrow out at Casey Fields, where Melbourne, they've got a fortress out there. They take on the Saints in the middle of the afternoon. And this young lady's going to be right in the thick of it. Libby Birch, she's here for MEGT. Start building a great career innings today at MEGT. Libby, good morning. Thanks a lot for your time.
No, thanks for having me. Nice to speak to you guys.
So for the first time this year, you guys get yourself back onto Casey Fields. I mentioned it's a fortress, the house of pain out there. You're on an 8-game winning streak out at Casey.
Yeah, no, we love our field out at Casey. It's a field of dreams. it's often a place, it's a long way to go for our competitors. It's out in the middle of nowhere, but it's our place that we trained all pre-season, and, you know, it's open to the elements, which we love because it's always a challenge, but it's where all our fan base is, and we love it out there.
Normally, I've played at Casey Fields last year, Libby, and it was wet and windy and wintry, and I thought, yeah. Oh, I'm not sure this is for me. Played accordingly. Now, tomorrow it's expected to be the opposite of that. It's going to be boiling hot. So will that be to your advantage, or is that going to cause you some issues as well?
Well, we've got to expect everything at Casey Fields, as you have well experienced. But no, I think we've trained in a lot of hot days out there at Casey during pre-season. So we'll be expecting a very hot one out there and possibly pretty windy as well because it's quite open to the elements. But we've been doing a lot of this is new. Josh, you would have done this during your playing days, but pre-cooling is helping a lot. But,
pre-cooling?
Where you go into the ice bath before the game.
Yeah, drop your core temperature, Sam.
I like that. So if it's 33, the forecast, does that mean it's going to be 43 out in Cranbourne then, Libby?
Yeah, it'd be, I would say nearly, definitely.
So pre-cooling then, and then obviously, I don't know if you're going to get longer breaks or you get the ice vest on during the breaks. What's the plan to combat it?
Yeah, usually, yeah, we do the pre-cooling and then we get, we've got a fan system and we don't have any ice vests, but we'll use towels and super dupers, that's for sure. But I think we played in a pretty hot night on Friday night against Richmond in round two. So we're experienced in the heat, so I'll be looking forward to it.
I'll tell you, it'll feel hotter for the team who's not getting the job done in the game. So what do you need to do? You're 2-0, the Saints are zipping 2, but you can never take things for granted. What do you need to do to ensure you get yourselves to 3 and zip?
Yeah, the Saints have been applying a lot of pressure around the ball. They played Collingwood last week, and they've been struggling to score as a team, but the amount of pressure that they're putting around their opponents is incredible, so we really need to respect that. So this week, it's just going to be exciting to play at Casey. That's what we're thrilled about. We've been away the last two matches, and it'll be nice just to be around our fan base. But it'll be going back to trying to find four quarters of consistent footy. We've been playing really good footy through the middle of the ground, and our disposal's been excellent. So that's what we're going to be trying to do against the Saints. Yeah, this weekend.
You've been scoring well too. You've obviously took care of the Dogs by 24 points in the season opener and the Tigers by 16, as you say, last Friday night. But you're finding the scoreboard, you're hitting the scoreboard well, Libby, as a team.
Yeah, well, that's something we've been trying to work on in our game plan, to be one of the best teams in the comp at scoring from our D50 to our forward 50 and transitioning that footy. And no means is it perfect yet. We've got so much improvement to go, but I think it's been a good start to the year and just positive that, you know, we've played some good quarters but haven't had great games yet, which is what we're looking for in the next couple of weeks.
Now, you've done everything already in your career, all Australian, 22 under 22 member, premiership player, but you've only kicked one goal. What's going on? I know you play down back. It's time.
We've
seen Daisy Pearce. It's all about goals, Sam. Seen Daisy Pearce make a little move from the midfield forward. Is that on the cards for you? Because we need a few more snags.
Yeah, well, I always ask this at training. I'm always I'm pledging my worth up forward. But no, I've played my majority of my career at full back. I've snuck up a little bit higher this year at sort of half back, that middle layer. So I'm getting closer. But we've got some powerhouse forwards that are doing the job for us. at the moment. So Kate Hall, I don't know if you've watched her play, but she's been incredible over the last 2 weeks for us with 2 goals apiece in each game. So, no, I'll leave it up to the forwards, I think, for the time being.
Hey, speaking of forwards, Daisy Pearce, midfielder turned forward, of course, looks to be working quite well here. Libby, is she enjoying it?
Yeah, she's been terrific. She is, it's unbelievable. As playing against her in, you know, our training, she seems to have got stronger with age, if that's possible. She's just an incredible athlete, and she's just got this incredible football head that just knows where the ball's going to drop. And you're always caught, you know, in front or behind of Daisy, because she's just all over it. So yeah, no, she's been incredible, and she's been the reason why Taylor Harris has fit in so well in this forward line, is because Daisy has really been trying to lead Taylor in the right direction.
Now, Libby, you're a former superstar netballer. Are you still keeping up with the game? We saw the Diamonds get the job done yesterday morning here in the studio. Were you keeping up with that? Are you still involved and following the netball strongly?
Yeah, I do. I do follow it very strongly. I've got a lot of friends in that team that won yesterday, and they played. I used to play with a few of them, Lizzie Watson, Kate Maloney. So I know all those girls really well, and it's just so nice to see that they got the job done over in London. And it's a great game, netball, but I'm a football player through and through now, so there's no more transitioning for me.
Oh, you certainly are. You're making a great fist of it as well, Libby. Well done on the start to the year. It's a very bright one. May it continue tomorrow against the Saints. Really appreciate your time.
No worries. And I just wanted to mention, if I've got 2 secs,
sure.
It's Pride Round this weekend for AFLW, so a very special round for inclusiveness. And we've got a beautiful Guernsey that we're wearing, and a lot of the teams have specially designed Guernseys for Pride Round. So if you can get down to Casey to tune in tomorrow, that'd be awesome.
Beautifully said. Well done. It is it is Pride Round, of course, round 3, which is a great thing. Well done, Libby. Pack the sunscreen or the zinc, and I wish you the best of luck.